Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Today, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis threatened to pull vaccines from Manatee County after residents questioned why some vaccines were reserved only for residents of some of the county's wealthiest zip codes.
But look, I mean, if Manatee County doesn't like us doing this, then we are totally fine with putting this in counties that want it. And we're totally happy to do that. So anyone that's saying that, let us know. If you want us to send to Sarasota next time, or Charlotte, or Pasco, or wherever, let us know. We're happy to do it. But I think most people, if we have an opportunity to bring vaccines and do it efficiently, I think that they're going to want it.
That's Governor Ron DeSantis speaking today in Manatee County. State Representative Michelle Raynor Goolsbee criticized the governor's threat to withhold vaccines. She said, "This is not the time to score political points while people are dying. It's time to take a sobering look at the numbers that have been released and act accordingly to bring aid to all Floridians." Meanwhile, DeSantis said today the state hopes storm-delayed doses of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine will arrive tomorrow or Friday. DeSantis says most of a weekly Pfizer vaccine delivery has not been delayed by bad weather across large parts of the nation, but an entire shipment of 208,000 doses from Moderna is affected by weather issues. Speaking to reporters, DeSantis advised people with vaccination appointments to be patient if they're advised to wait a day or two.
If you have an appointment like at a Publix for Thursday and they have to delay you, that's almost assuredly why. So just have patience on it. There's nothing we can do with the weather in other states. We are going to get the Moderna, but it is not here when it normally would be here.
The state received 132,000 first doses of the Pfizer vaccine this week and anticipates 9,000 more arriving by tomorrow morning. As the White House ramps up delivery of vaccines, Florida is expected to see a net increase of 41,000 doses starting next week. More than 2.4 million people have been vaccinated as of Monday. 1.1 million of them have completed the vaccination series. The U.S. is scrambling to expand DNA mapping of coronavirus samples taken from patients to identify potentially deadlier mutations that are starting to spread around the country. Today, the White House announced a scaled-up push by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and by a U.S. Army Biodefense Institute. CDC wants to triple the number of tests it's now doing, bringing them to about 25,000 a week. But the more significant action is on Capitol Hill. The House COVID-19 relief bill would provide $1.75 billion for mapping virus genes. One Florida lawmaker says the state's hospital workers need better protections. Republican Senator Ana Maria Rodriguez has a bill that would add hospital workers to a list of protected people. That means anyone who assaults them on the job could be charged with a higher crime. But West Palm Beach Democratic Senator Bobby Powell worries about what happens if a worker is hurt accidentally.
Especially for people with mental health, mental illness, to have additional charges. We're talking about taking something from a misdemeanor to a felony, and there are a lot of people who have mental illness issues, and sometimes those people can act out and hit someone.
Others brought up the high emotions that could be found in an emergency room, such as a parent pushing a doctor aside to get to their injured child. In order for the language in the bill to apply, an assault would have to happen knowingly. But during a panel discussion on the measure yesterday, many lawmakers said they'd like to see clarity on those issues before the bill's next committee stop. Law enforcement would be able to use drones to collect evidence at crime scenes and traffic crashes under a bill just passed its second committee stop. Robbie Gaffney has more.
Port Orange Republican Senator Tom Wright wants to allow law enforcement and state agencies to use drones in more ways. That includes things like traffic management, but evidence collected by the devices couldn't be used to give out traffic tickets. Wright says the drones could do more than gather evidence.
It may be able to see something that you can't see from the ground that will protect them and save their lives.
Under the bill, state agencies could use drones to assess damage from natural disasters and manage vegetation or wildlife on public lands. I'm Robbie Gaffney.
Here's the weather. Tonight, partly cloudy with overnight lows in the high 60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, windy, and hot. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. Highs will be in the mid-80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on the WMNF app and on WMNF.org.